No Other Love I Know is a radio ministry of Soul to Him Media Ministries, broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, to the obedience of Christ. No Other Love I Know exhorts you to diligently contend for the faith, which was delivered to you by the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, corrupt leaders have crept in, who marked for condemnation as ungodly, turned the grace of our God into lewdness, and deny the only God and Lord Jesus Christ. Guard yourself from the apostate movement, and pray for those who are captive to it.
God recognizes that we have a conformity that we are always attempting to attain to. We believe it's our right to have equality with another man. We have sought after all sorts of things in which that we can manifest that equality within what we see physically, because we have no other reference of ourselves than that. We have no ability to look within this equality. We think that those things are very noble things to pursue, so that our constitutions and many other constitutions have been written for the sake of it. But I want to talk to you about where it comes from. So let's pray, can we? Father, we bless you and thank you for your grace today. We ask you that, God, you might be present with us here, because there are no other words in which we desire to learn from than your own. So we ask you, God, that we not put our mind toward these things as something that we can think ourselves. And because of that, God, we've been led about in such a terrific and troublesome way that, God, with these things that we claim as pursuing with you, we have failed. And we've sinned all the more in offense of you in the face of them. So Lord, we have come here and often offended you, as so many in the Bible and at the very beginning of things, as did Cain. We offended you at the very place where we worship. And so Lord, we asked you that you would help us, that we can no more increase in this offense as we do in our submission. God, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. There's an old story we've been hearing for too long that not enough of us have gotten the understanding of, but there's reasons for that as well, because the beginning tells us so. It tells us why, in fact, that so many of us sit in places like these without understanding, and that we can carry away with us so little from what has been so much. And many of us are losing all the way out the door, and that we're so vulnerable that way among ourselves. So that this is this sort of conformity that we're talking about, that is always being called upon, that we should make ourselves equal with one another, that we should have the same opportunities with one another. And we only seem to be aware of this need for equality when we find that there's someone for which is attempting to elevate himself. We have no need of this equality until someone else increases himself. And it's not necessarily the opportunities that we've missed out on. It's the ability to have one. And so this is the trouble of what we all call ourselves, not only in congregations like this, we do it within family, we do it in the world. And more now than ever before, is this conformity being called upon as men? So that this equality is not necessarily an issue of fairness. More of the time, it's not at all. And I know that all of us have in our pockets a script of history in which we could read from to tell us that, no, you know, that's not true, because there were men for which suffered under the inequality of being among other men. But I want to begin from the very beginning to express where, in fact, we believe that God had standards for us. Equality. In the beginning, God had issued a promise to the man and the woman in the garden, Adam and Eve. And every one of us have, from that very moment of time, laid claim to that promise, that in fact that it should come to pass in every one of us. We've excused any of those things for which God is required from it. We've simply believed that God has given something to our creation that we should all attain to. But we've first of all excused the one thing that God has spoken, that in fact it's a promise, for which God has put a long way off from where we began, and some of us where we are. It's a promise for which God has laid upon, not just simply saying to us that every man should own it, but that the man for which holds his image. And it should tell us something about the intentions of what God had in mind in that day, because we know that when we speak of a man's image, that in fact that he's referring to family. He's talking about family. There is no other instance, at least within nature, that we know of, both spiritually or naturally, where an image can, in fact, be laid upon another than through family, through birth. And so God didn't altogether begin to speak that way at the beginning, not allowing that we should understand the revelation of what it is that he intended there. Why? Because he knew that as sinners, that many of us would read and understand another thing. And it was more important because it would also expose some of the trial and the disparagement that came from sin in the man. And so that he tells this story very simply, hiding away and under the words, the things that were intended there. So that it's a long time before God dispenses to us the understanding of it. But it was there that we also recognized that there was something that was definitely an adversity, because there was deception there. And you would think that in a time when there's birth, when creation is being made, that why in fact that deception should also be any element within it. Why is it that the enemy, Satan, was allowed to be present there? But we miss the meaning. We miss the understanding. Because God wages war with this being, with this creature. But he's not waging war between himself and it. But he's waging war through the man, saying to the serpent, that in fact I put enmity between your children and the woman's children. Not referring altogether to all of mankind. Because the serpent himself, his children were mankind. But God had already laid within it, in the world and in the earth, his seed. He tells you at a later time in the parable of the tares. He says, at the very beginning of things, I planted my seed. But so did the enemy plant his. And it is why that you find the enemy on the earth. Not just at the idea that he's about to produce children within man. But he's come to do this in adversity to God. Because it says that he was moved upon to do this because God had planted seed in the earth. So that it was intended that it should be an adversity to God and his children. And it is how that we come to discover that there is a division for which Christ has come to do, because we've all shared in this likeness of Adam, for which did not necessarily allow us to be exposed as what we are, than that we are naturally men. But we had no discovery of what we were spiritually. And it was in the spiritual birth for which God was coming to divide. So that all the way through the ministry of Christ, not simply just giving you the gospel that it should be sprinkled upon all of those, he says, but all will hear it. Why? Because it's necessary that the same word that raised some be the same word that condemns others. And he would do this, dividing them by his word, because he understood that it was this truth for which had been hidden away from the very beginning of time. And it's why that we had the adversity that we did from the enemy in the garden. Because it was from God's word for which he attempted to deceive the man. And he took the commandment for which God had spoken, which was God's law. He took the law for which God had spoken in which to deceive the man. And telling Adam that if in fact he should pursue his own, that the knowledge of the law would secure his freedom from God. It would secure his knowledge. And it would give him the ability that was equal to God. Did you hear the scriptures? And so it should not have been a surprise to you to come to the next chapter where the children of Adam are now worshiping God, having a different spirit. They're not just the natural children of Adam. They're the spiritual children of God and the enemy. And these two things are not made equal as though that God and the enemy were equal. It was obvious they were not, because God allowed that his enemy should test the will of the man, as he will all of us. And while maybe those things will not expose the truth to us, they cannot. Not if they become conceived in us, as sin came to be conceived in the man. It blinded him from the truth, so that he had no ability to see or hear. And God says without it, he could not understand either. And he would sit in places like this, hearing words and still going away, not having heard them. Irregardless of the adversity that sometimes you have between yourselves, that some of you will have just sitting here and hearing this word, someone finds it offensive to them that you should increase in it. And for the standard of equality, he asked you to bow down from it and become like himself. He's only aware of you only when you are able to increase. And he's not certain of what gives you that opportunity and what opens those things to you, so that all of mankind has been kind of perplexed over this idea. This didn't just exist in culture. So that some of us make claims that there was other cultures for which had the ability to move and do and have opportunities over ourselves. But when we sought the opportunity to be equal with them, we didn't seek their opportunities. Guess what we asked for? When we could not find the opportunities for which would excel us and open to us the ability to stand with them in their same things, we asked them to bow down with us. And much of what we're hearing today is some of that. We have leaders now for which are asking that other people should no longer increase for the sake of becoming equal with another man. This does not just live, and it's not rooted out of culture. God knew that we would strive against ourselves naturally. But it's a lesser offense than to strive against God.
You have been listening to a message from Soul to Him Media Ministries. You are invited to hear us on No Other Love I Know Radio or Gospel Broadcast Radio at sthmediaministries.com. Communicate by email at listeners@sthmediaministries.com or call us at 800-429-7670.